The works in this gallery highlight the lives of Qin royalty, aristocrats, commoners, and neighboring nomads, and present more than 500 years of Chinese history, from the 8th to the 3rd centuries BC. Cast with designs of dragons, serpents, and phoenixes, this ritual bell would have been played at ceremonial court events. This bell produces distinct tones when struck with a wooden mallet in two areas, the middle and lower right area of the rim. The shape is very important and determines the two notes that can be played. It would have likely been suspended on a wooden rack alongside other bells, where it would have been played from a sitting or kneeling position. The inscriptions on the bells record Qin history, providing invaluable information on Qin rituals, music, writing script, and bronze casting during the 7th century BC. The object in the case across from this bell is another ancient instrument, a stone chime. Stone chimes were played with sets of bronze bells at important events. Like bronze bells, chimes were played by being struck with wooden mallets. Inscriptions engraved into the edges reveal these particular chimes were played for a king of Zhou at a state banquet hosted by the Duke Jing in 573 BC. You can learn more about the tomb of Duke Jing on the panel on the gallery wall near these objects. Step between the two cases in the gallery and listen to the sound that each of these ancient instruments would have made.